Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 23 today, verses 13 and 14. Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14. It says, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol." Let me read these two verses to you again. This is a very interesting, but I think a very challenging challenge for us today from God's word, dealing with disciplining our children. It says, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol." As in my notes here for this program, I wrote down, "If only the world believed this to be true today." The fear of consequence is what preserves us and keeps us alive. God has designed our bodies to have us react negatively or to avoid pain or consequence or anything that's not pleasant. And God has designed discipline to be not pleasant. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible, the Hebrew writer says that all discipline is not pleasant at the time, but later produces righteousness and so on. We had to find out what consequence for us as parents. We had to find out what consequence each child feared more than disobedience. So when the Bible here is talking about striking with the rod, that's spanking. Now, at the same time, we found with our kids that some disciplines work better than others. For example, we had one child. We had three wonderful kids. A daughter, Nicole's 23, and Elise, who's 21, and AJ, who's just turned 18. Our oldest daughter, Nicole, if you just looked at her to correct her, she'd straighten right up. She was the first child, wanted to be really obedient. When the next one came, Elise, she'll tell you, you could have spanked her until your arm fell off, and she'd look as if to say, "Do you feel better?" We had to find what worked for her. It wasn't that if we spanked harder, maybe she'd listen. We had to find what consequence she feared more than disobedience. You see, what happens, though, is when our fear of consequences or lessens or leaves, we fall into sin. And so what I want to tell you today from this passage is you need to find a way to discipline your children. Excuse me. That's what the Bible's teaching here. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he won't die. If you strike him with the rod, though, you'll save his soul from Sheol. In other words, what you're doing is you're instilling in the child that there are consequences for our actions. And when we have consequences for our actions, we hopefully will avoid the actions that will cause the bad consequences or the consequences we don't want. And of course, the ultimate consequence is being put in hell forever and ever. We need to understand that there's right and there's wrong. There's a God who's a judge. And there's holiness and there's sin, and we need to use discipline to teach right from wrong. Ultimately, though, it will bring every child to a realization that we're all sinners. We're all guilty of breaking God's law. We're all separated from God because of his holiness and our sinfulness. And that's why the good news of Jesus dying for our sins is such great news, because he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become, who had no righteousness, that we might become the righteousness of God. Folks, train your children early. Teach your children early. Win the battle when they're young. That's one thing my wife and I learned, and we've been blessed. Our kids, I'm not going to say they're perfect or going to never go into rebellion, but for 23 years now, we've been blessed with these children, and 23, 21, and 18, like I said. We've been so blessed, and they walk with the Lord. But we learned early to win the battle when they were children. I think that's why the passage says, don't withhold discipline from your child and strike him with the rod with the child. The Bible is telling us, win it early, because as we get older and older, we become more and more callous, more and more hardened to listening to truth and reason. We become too smart. I've seen too many kids who are raised by parents who are letting them win the battle for who's going to be in charge in that household. Win the battle when they're young. Now, at the same time, I'm also challenge you to pour out love. Pour out love all the other times so that when you do discipline, they see the difference. Excuse me. Some parents, unfortunately, they're always yelling, always correcting, always pointing out fault. No, pretty soon your kids will tune you out because that's all you ever do. That's what you always do. You talk that way. No, my challenge for you today from God's word is simply this. Win the battle when they're early. Don't be afraid to discipline your child, even if it includes spanking. At the same time, you need to be pouring out love all the time. So when you do correct, when you do discipline, the child knows the difference and you'll save their soul from the pit. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.